us today to understand what happened to you when you were here.
今天就求你帮助我们明白，当你在这里的时候，你能为我们做怎么样的
？And how you came as our example.
你是怎样成为我们的榜样
？And how much we can learn from you.
我们可以向你学到很多。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. We know that Jesus came to die for us.
我们知道主耶稣来为我们受死。
That we can have eternal life.
他来是让我们能够得到永生。
But he came to live a life also.
但是在这之前，他也在地上生活了。
He was born just like any other child.
他像我们一样，像一个是一个婴儿的样子出生。
He lived like anyone else.
然后就像一个正平常的人一样生活。
I'm sure he knew what pain was.
我相信他知道什么是痛。
I'm sure he knew what it was to feel hurt when he fell.
他也知道摔跤的时候会擦伤。
And so for the next 33 years, we see that Jesus came not only to forgive us, but he came to show us how we can live for his Father.
他在地上生活了33年，他不仅来，不仅是为了替我们死，他更是在这地上的33年这段时间给我们做出一个榜样，让我们可以看到我们怎么才能为神而活。
We realize that not only have we a wonderful God and Jesus our Savior, but we have an enemy of our soul.
我们就可以明白说，我们不仅有神做我们的天父，耶稣做我们的主，但是同时我们也有一个在我们灵魂上的敌人。
And we see his work everywhere.
而且我们可以看到他在到处的工作。
And so therefore, if we have an enemy, for us to really be able to stand against our enemy, we have to know a little bit about him.
那如果我们知道自己有一个敌人，而且我们要抵抗他、面对他的话，那我们就需要了解他。就好像我们说知己知彼，才能百战百胜。
No one goes out to fight a battle until they count the cost to know what it's going to cost them.
如果你要出去打仗，你一定会筹划一下、计算一下你这边兵力多少，人家有多少，你要有一个策略。
And they learn about their enemies so that they can stand against them.
所以一定要研究你的敌人，要了解他，你才能够抵抗他。
Now, Jesus went through a period of time when he and the enemy faced each other.
那耶稣在他在世的时候也有一段时间他跟他的敌人面对面的征战。
Now, I don't know whether it was in the sense of person to person or in the sense of the Satan and his voice and that of Christ.
我不知道这个所谓面对面是不是
like you and I.
魔鬼也是像一个人的样子呢，还是就像在我们生活当中，我们是听到魔鬼的声音，他的诱惑。
But I'm glad he did.
但是至少我很高兴说耶稣他确实有这样的征战。
Because there he taught us how to face Satan and temptations and how to overcome.
就是因为他这样的经历，他能够展现给我们看到怎么样面对魔鬼的试探，怎么样能够战胜他。
Most people like it's when we get tempted and we fail, we say the devil that made us do it.
很多时候我们会说，我们受到试探，然后跌倒的时候就说是魔鬼做的。
No, no one can make us do it.
但不是，没有任何人能够迫使你做任何事情。
But let's look at this time that Jesus faced Satan, Fourth chapter of Luke.
但是我们就在这里一起看一看耶稣是怎么样面临魔鬼的试探的。
I'm going to ask June to read from verse 1 through 14.
路加福音第四章。
It's a very, very interesting event in the life of Christ.
路加福音第四章第一到十四节。如果你有周报的话，在周报的加页的中间，一到十四节，翻到我们就一起来读。耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来。圣灵将他引到旷野，40天受魔鬼的试探。那些日子没有吃什么，日子满了，他就饿了。魔鬼对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这块石头变成食物。”耶稣回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。”魔鬼又领他上了高山。霎时间把天下的万国都指给他看，对他说：“这一切权柄、荣耀，我都要给你，因为这原是交付我的，我愿意给谁就给谁。你若在我面前下拜，这都要归你。”耶稣说：“经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。”魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上， 对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以从这里跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者保护你，他们要用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。耶稣对他说，经上说，不可试探主你的神。魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。耶稣满有圣灵的能力，回到加利利，他的名声就传遍了四方。好，到这里。
Okay, now you see this event as it occurred.
我们看到这事情发生的经过。
Now, one time there was a little boy in a store, and he was sitting down by some peanut butter cookies.
那从前呢，有一个小男孩，他到了一个店里，看到一些这个花生酱的做的那个饼干，他就坐在那个饼干前面。
And the storekeeper sort of cast his eye over there, and he saw him, and he saw the cookies.
那这个店主呢，看见这个小男孩坐在那儿，反正就时不常的瞄一眼，
大概心有怀疑。And he went over to the boy and said, "What are you up to?"
那然后后来呢，就终于忍不住就走到这个孩子面前说，说你想干什么呀
？He said nothing.
这小孩说什么也不做。
Well, it looks to me like you want one of those cookies.
这个人就说，那可是看上去你好像很想吃那个饼干的样子。
He said, "You're wrong, Mister. I'm trying not to take any."
这个小孩就回答说，你错了，不是的，我是试图想不去吃它。
There one time was a man and his wife that were in the mall.
那从前有一个啊，也有一个男人，他的太太在商店在逛街。
His wife was seemingly looking at something.
然后这个太太在看一个东西。
And this very beautiful, shapely woman, very suggestively dressed, walked past them on.
那就这时候呢，有一个这个身材很好的女士，然后又穿的又很诱人的样子，然后从他们面前过去。
And with that, you know, his wife was looking down, so he just took his eyes followed her.
那这个太太看上去没有注意，所以这个先生呢就开始盯着，就眼睛就开始瞄着这个过去的这个女人。
And the wife didn't even look up from the clothes.
这个太太眼睛都不用抬。
She says, "Was it worth it? The trouble that you're in?"
然后就。眼睛都不用抬，就跟先生说：“你这样做值得吗？以后的麻烦，你想想。”
Because sometimes we get ourselves in trouble, and we really, it's really not worth it.
因为很多时候我们做的事情给自己带来的麻烦，真的是事后想想很不值得。
Now we really know that the devil can't make us do anything.
我们都知道魔鬼没有办法迫使我们做任何事情。
But he's like a fisherman.
但是他就好像是一个渔夫一样。
He knows the type of bait to use on you and I.
像一个钓鱼的人，这个钓鱼的人很熟悉什么样的鱼吃什么样的饵，他也很知道我们会上什么样的当。
He knows our habits.
他知道我们的习惯。
He observes where we hang out.
他知道我们喜欢在什么地方待着花时间。
So he very well knows the thing that can tempt us.
所以他很知道什么事情是能够引诱我们的。
So we notice that the first thing he may do to us is that he just makes a skillful bait that will come just the kind of thing that might trouble us.
所以他就很明白说，他就用这个试探，正好是为你量身定做的，就知道你一定会在这个上面会受到引诱。
And then Satan comes with an appeal.
然后这个时候他就来引诱你，就说好像有一件东西觉得让你很受吸引。
He knows he can't make us take it, but he can make it look so good that our flesh draws us to it.
他知道他不能迫使我们做什么事情，但是他可以让这个诱饵看上去那么的诱人，使得我们里面的肉体很有这个愿望。
We toy with it.
然后我们就开始在这个面前。
We roll it over in our minds.
脑子里想来想去，到底要不要做呢？到底要
不要拿呢？Until it consumes our imagination.
然后呢，我们就这个东西就占据了我们的心灵，占据我们的头脑，我们就一直在那里想。
You see, this is basically what the counselor also says. They see that the word of God is very true.
你知道这也是为什么在咨询的时候，这个咨询的人会告诉你，也会告诉你说，这个神的话真的是非常的真实。
The temptation comes first in our mind.
这个试探首先是从进入你的头脑。
And you see, that's the gateway of stopping it.
这也是我们第一道防御的大门。
But Satan knows that if we will take it in and go over and over.
可是魔鬼知道，如果我们愿意把这个想法、这个念头放在头脑里，然后反复不断的思想的时候
，and then for many our struggle begins.
然后就是在这个以后我们就开始挣扎了。
Our conscience sort of jabs at us.
我们的这个
maybe warns us of the danger.
这个良心会提醒你说告诉你这样可能是不对的是有危险的。
We know it's wrong to take the bite.
所以我们心里知道说如果这样做下去是错的。
But it just looks so good.
可是实在是又很想做因为
So what do we do now?
看上去很好那怎么办呢
The fourth thing is that that temptation ends with a response.
所以到最后我们看会发现这个引诱会有是以一个回应做结束的。
Either we resist it or yield it.
这个回应是两种或者你抵制它拒绝它。
We either as a fish swims away or we just swallow it whole.
或者呢你就上了这个当就好像一个鱼你或者就游开了或者你就上了当去咬那个钩。
Anyone who has really said no knows the freedom you feel when you walk away from it.
如果你真的面临试探能够对他说不的话你能够体会到那种真正的自由
And many of us know that after the temptation has been grasped and we've taken it there's an emptiness in us
而且我们也都有可能都有过经历说当你没有抵制诱惑然后去屈从他的时候后面带来的是空虚
Now we see that Jesus has now come from a wonderful experience
然后耶稣在这里他原本有一个很好的经历
and this wonderful experience was his baptism.
因为在这个受试探之前，他是受洗
and it was a wonderful experience, doubly so, because at that time the heavenly Father spoke and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye."
而且不仅仅是受洗，有一个特别的经历，就是神在云彩中说话，跟他们说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
We see the dove of the Spirit as it comes down hovering over him.
然后我们看到这个圣灵像鸽子一样降在他的身上。
No doubt it was a wonderful experience.
我们可以想象这肯定是一个非常棒的经历。
But he went from that baptism to the desert.
但是在这之后他马上就被带到旷野。
And he was there 40 days.
他在那里待了四十天。
Doesn't seem like Satan bothered him at all during those 40 days.
听上去意思好像说这四十天，魔鬼都没有来干扰他。
No doubt this was days of preparation for his ministry.
这个是在他要出去工作之前对他的预备。
Time they spent alone with the Father as he communed with him.
他跟神在一起单独的时间。
But during that time he never ate.
所以这四十天当中没有吃什么。
So when do we see Satan coming?
可是那后魔鬼是什么时候来的呢
When we see that Christ is physically weak.
我们看到就是他在身体上软弱的时候
My mother asked an older woman, we called her Mother Mitchell. She was a godly woman. My mother said to her, because she knew she was very advanced in years.
我妈妈有一次问有一个、很属灵的一个 老奶奶她的名字叫 Mother Mitchell.
She said, it must be easier now that you're getting closer to heaven.
那我妈妈就说哎呀是不是你现在已经离天堂很近了就变得容易一些了呢
She said, no, Sister Schwartz.
那这个老奶奶回答说不是这样的。
It's getting harder and harder.
她说其实会越来越难。
She's growing weaker and weaker.
因为他的身体每况愈下
And as she does, she can sense how Satan is trying in every way to defeat her.
当他在身体软弱的时候就特别的觉得受到魔鬼的试探。
You see, when physical emotion has exhausted and the emotions are spent, we become very weak.
当我们的身体和情绪上都很疲惫的时候我们实际上是很软弱的。
And sometimes if we can understand, we come at our temptation comes to us when we're at our lowest ebb.
我们常常会觉得说在你这个状况很不好的时候就是特别的容易受试探。
I know as I'm getting older, I can sense the power of Satan in a greater way.
我可以跟你说我现在年纪越来越大了我也能够特别的越来越明显的感受到魔鬼的这个试探和他的能力。
There are days that things that I have done in the past, works that I have done, and the devil comes and tries to show me, that didn't work.They didn't like you. This wasn't good.
那从前有些时候，在我施工上，在我的服事的时候，魔鬼会来引诱说你做的不够好，别人并不一定喜欢你这么做。
And constantly, I'm trying to say, but Lord, I know it's in your hands. Whatever happened, if it wasn't good, forgive me. If it was God, you bless it, or whatever. However I am, but I have to constantly keep myself to the place where I let God know that I'm not believing Satan.
那我要一直不断地跟神说，我说神，我知道这是你的工作，是在你的手里的结果在你，我不要去为这件事情受到攻击。但是这个我跟神的这个沟通是要一直不断的，我才能够抵抗魔鬼的引诱。
Let's look at these three different times that Satan tempted Jesus.
那我们看看这个他三次诱惑引诱耶稣犯罪是什么样的事
情。Let's see if they mean anything to us.
然后我们看看这些事情在我们的生活中是不是对我们也有帮助。
The first thing he tempted Jesus to do was do it yourself.
那第一件事情就是他引诱耶稣是说靠自己的能力。
The devil said to him, "You're the Son of God. If you're the Son of God, command these stones to become bread."
那魔鬼说，你要是神的儿子，你就可以让这些石头变成面包。
You see.Satan knows that we know God is existing. He is an existing God. He's real. And he knew that Jesus believed him and he was the Son of God. He knows all of those things, but he can picture them in a different way.
魔鬼知道所有的真理，他知道神是全能的，耶稣是神的儿子，但是呢，他会把他用一个扭曲的角度来看。
So you see, he's trying to make Jesus not trust in God, but in himself.
所以他在这个时候就要引诱耶稣不去信靠神，而是来靠自己。
He's trying to say, "Well, God don't care. You just do it yourself. You show yourself."
那这个时候他引诱耶稣，就是说你显出你自己的能力来。
You know, Adam and Eve had this problem.
从亚当夏娃那个时候，他们就受到这样的引诱。
Eve was told not to do something to take the fruit.
神跟夏娃说不可以，不能。吃那棵树上的果子。
Eve had no desire for it, for I'm sure she passed it many, many times.
她而且她也并没有想吃。我相信在她受引诱之前，经过那棵树很多次。
But one day the enemy was present.
都没有关系。可是那一天的时候，刚好这个敌人在那里。
And what did he say?
那这个敌人是怎么跟她说的呢
？Did God not say you're not to eat from these trees?
神是说园中树上的果子你们都不可以吃吗
？Oh yes, she said.But he goes on to say, "But you," she said, "Why we'll even die if we eat."
哦，那夏娃说不是，只有这棵树上的不能吃，而且这棵树上的果子吃了一定会死。
And then he tries to say, "But God doesn't mean that. He knows that if you do it yourself, you'll be as great as him."
那魔鬼就说，并不是这样的。神知道说你吃了不会死，而且反而会变得和他一样。
You see, Satan was tempting Jesus.To disobey the Father.
那在这里魔鬼也是一样，他引诱耶稣去违背神的旨意。
Because this wasn't the will of the Father.
因为这本身他所让耶稣做的事情。
By using his divine power for his own purpose.
让魔鬼让耶稣用他的神的能力来为他自己做事情，这并不是神的旨意。
So many times this is a true problem that we don't even fully understand.
我想很多时候我们并不明白这件事的严重性。
You know, Jesus said, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word of God."
那耶稣回答说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus was saying that may be my need, but I don't live by that. What I live by is the will of my Father.
那耶稣的意思是说，我是有身体上的需要，我个人是有需要，但是这不是我人生中的目标来满足自己的需要，我的目标是要满足神的旨意。
You see, this is the commitment that you and I must have.
这也是我们需要的对神的委身。
A commitment that, Lord, you are the one in my life.
我们愿意跟神说，神，你是我
生命中的唯一。Your will really matters.
只有你的旨意是重要的。
The problem is so many of us has lived by our own will so long and has never given God our will that we don't understand that.
可是很多时候我们太习惯于满足自己的需要，满足自己的意思而活，从来没有满足过神的旨意，我们都不能明白说什么叫做满足神而不是满足自己。
See, we believe that actually that we want something, if we want something done, we need to do it ourselves.
我们很多时候觉得这件事情要能够成就的话，那我自己要做什么
？Well, isn't that true, Sister Swartz?
难道不是这样的吗
？Nobody else is going to do it for us.
我不做谁做呀
？But the problem is you've left out the greatest portion, and that is we must trust God.
可是这你在你这样做的时候，你忘记了我们人生中很重要的一大部分，那就是说我们需要信靠神。
See, we're living for the last 300 years. We're living in an age where we rationalize everything.
你知道我们过去所人类过去这个300年的历史，我们生活在是一种理性的时代。
If I think that way, that's the way it is.
如果我认为这样做是对的，那我就这样。
If that's in my mind, then that's what it is.
如果这是我想要的，那我就要。
But you see, that's rationalism thinking.
这个是你把一切都合理化。
It's what has brought us today to much of the problems we have.
而这样的合理化带来我们今天很多的问题。
It doesn't matter what the truth is. It only matters what I believe.
变成真理是什么不重要，重要的是我相信是什么。
And you see, the only true truth is that God is God, and He rewards them that diligently seek for Him.
可是唯一的，这世上唯一的真实的真理就是神，他是一个神，他是一位神，他会赏赐那些真正寻求他的人。
We're regularly, many times we are tempted to go outside the confidence of God's will.To satisfy our own personal needs or desires.
我们很多时候受到这样的引诱，离开神的旨意，离开神的为我们预备的美好的一切，自己去找我们所想要的东西。
Well, you said, isn't that sort of what life is?
可是你会说，难道生活不就是这样的吗？
Aren't we sort of to do what we want and have our loves and our desires?
想要什么就努力去追求，去得到。
And many times we do it because we feel like God won't.
而且很多时候我们这样做是觉得神不会为我们做什么。
We scheme and we plan.
然后就开始自己谋划筹算。
But you see, the fact is that we are as God's children, as part of His kingdom, as one of his dear ones, are committed to saying to Him, Is that truly right, Lord?
可是你要记得我们是神的孩子，我们是他王国中的一员，天国里的一员，我们要记得去寻求，去寻找他的旨意，问他：这是你想要我得到的吗
？In my young life, I was going with a young man. It was a very nice-looking boy, very nice fellow.
我年轻的时候曾经跟一个男孩子交往，他是一个很好的。
And I was liking him pretty good.
然后我真的还挺喜欢他的。
And it seemed like he was liking me pretty good.
然后好像他也挺喜欢我。
And everybody thought we were going to get married.
所以大家都觉得他们俩可能很快要结婚了。
But somehow in my heart, I didn't feel so peaceful.
可是不知道为什么心里就总觉得不是那么的平安。
So I began asking God, Lord, do you really, is he the one, should I marry, should I get married?
所以我就开始跟神祷告说，神啊，真的是我是应该嫁给他吗？我应该和他结婚吗？
And I was pretty young. I won't even tell you how young I was.
我那时候其实很年轻。
You Chinese people would drop your tongue.
我要告诉你，那时候我有多年轻的话，你会吓着的。
And so I would go around. I went to the pastor. Oh, he's a wonderful boy. You just no problem. God doesn't care. He's a Christian. You should marry.
然后我就开始询问我周围的长者，甚至牧师。然后大家都说没问题，他是一个很好的基督徒，嫁给他没肯定没错。
And I would go to someone else, you know. And I was really, you know, I was.But something inside of me just didn't seem quite right.
可是我，但是我心里总是有那个不安。问了很多人都是相同的答案，但是我仍然心里觉得不有点不对劲。
So finally, one day I said, "Lord, if you don't want him to marry me, help me to dislike him as much as I like him."
那后来有一天，我就实在没办法，我就跟神祷告，我就这个很强。很这个一个戏剧性的祷告，就我就跟神说，如果你真的不想让我嫁给他，你就让我变得讨厌他，就像我从前喜欢他那样。
And believe me, God did it.
你要相信我，神真的是就这么做了。
I couldn't stand to be around him. I didn't want to see him. My cousin, I was in a wedding, and he was supposed to walk down the aisle with him. I didn't even want him to hold my arm.
那我那时候就变得非常讨厌他，我都不愿意站在他旁边，看见他也不想。然后我有一个表姐结婚的时候，本来是应该我跟她一起这个从中间走过去。那个时候我都不想碰她的胳膊。
And you might say, "Well, Sister Schwartz, that would have brought you joy, happiness, a home."
可是那你可能会说
，But it wasn't God's will.
可是你可能会说，哎呀，可是你跟他结婚的话，你就可以建立一个。
And it just never was God's will to put me in a home.
一个很美好的家庭，然后你会很享受家庭生活。但是呢，我想这是人的想法，但是神并没有要我享受那样的家庭生活。
But what God did tell me one day is, I am going to set you in families.
但是神确实的告诉我说，有一天他会把我放在一个家庭当中。
And most of my ministry then, I was part of other people's plans.
所以在我一生的服事当中，我常常都是能够进入别人的家庭。
Many times children whose parents were problems, I love those children, they love me.
然后很多时候
become to them something they needed.
当家庭当中父母有问题的时候，我去帮助的时候，这些孩子们就开始爱我，我也爱他们，他们就好像成了我自己的孩子一样。
In families, God has been so real to be a support in some of the families I've been with.
然后我接触的很多家庭，神在他们当中做了很奇妙的工作。
This birthday, I you know how the Facebook, they're always writing to you and telling you, you know, happy birthday.
那你知道我有的时候我会上 Facebook, 然后前一阵我刚好过生日。
Now, if no one wishes you happy birthday, get on Facebook, they all will.
然后在那个在 Facebook 上就会有很多人跟你说生日快乐。
But there was one girl that's in England now.
那是但是他们当中有一个女孩子，她现在在英国。
She's working in a Christian work. She's married, happily married, working in a Christian work there.
然后她在这个教会的机构里工作，然后也结婚了，生活得很幸福。
And she said, I want to wish you a happy birthday.
然后她写给我说，我希望你有一个快乐的生日。
She went on to tell me, she said, you've been such an influence in my life.
然后她继续说，你给我的生命带来了很大的影响。
That's the reason I'm here now.
就是因为你，我今天能够走到这个地步。
And I want you to know, I've been the happiest old maid you've ever seen.
我可以告诉你，我是你见过的最开心、最幸福的老处女。
What God calls us for, and when we're willing to listen to His will, is what brings the true joy to our lives.
当神呼召我们的时候，我们愿意遵循他的旨意的时候，我们才能得到真正的幸福。
Then he tells us the next temptation he came to Jesus was, take it the easy way.
那下一个耶稣受到的试探就是说，走那条容易的路。
He took him up on a high mountain.
他把他带上了高山。
Showed him all the kingdoms of the world.
把天下的万国都指给他看。
And then he said, all this authority I will give to you and their glory, for this has been delivered to me.
他就说这一切权柄荣华我都要给你，因为它本是我的。
And I can give it to whoever.
我想给谁就给谁。
Therefore, if you will worship me, all will be yours.
所以你如果在我面前下拜，就都归你。
Now the devil wasn't lying.
你能想象到吗？这个魔鬼并没有
撒谎。Because of Adam and Eve giving over the love and the grace of God and bowing down to Satan, for this is what Satan wanted Christ to do: bow down and worship him. We see that he did become the one that owns this world.
因为魔鬼他确实是拥有掌在这个世界掌权的，就像亚当和夏娃最开始违背了神的旨意而向他下拜的时候，他也希望耶稣能够这样向他下拜。
You see what he was offering Jesus the kingdom without the cross.
他实际上他就是说想让耶稣得到荣耀，耶稣可以不经过十字架就得到荣耀。
Why go to all the trouble that you're going to have to go to? I can give it to you on a silver platter.
魔鬼告诉他说，你为什么要这么辛苦呢？我就可以这样端上来给你的。
No suffering, no struggling, no sacrifice.
不用受苦，不用挣扎，不用牺牲。
But it was a crown without the cross.
但是这个冠冕是不经过十字架的。
And to us, there would be no forgiveness for sin.
那对我们来说，我们的罪就不能够得到赦免。
And this is what Satan was tempting him to do.
所以魔鬼在这里引诱他走那个捷径。
We don't have to look very far how Satan tests us this way.
这种方法我们屡屡皆是。
Our world teaches us to avoid pain.
这个世界教我们要躲避痛苦。
We in America can't stand pain.
这个尤其在美国，人人都受不了苦。
Soon as we get a pain, we run to the medicine chest.
有一点点头疼脑热，赶快吃药。
We rush to the doctor.
然后去看医生。
We don't want pain.
谁也不想受苦。
He was saying, "Take the easy way, Jesus."
魔鬼就在这里对耶稣说：“你也来走这个捷径。
The one of least resistance.
然后最最不需要你受挣扎。
Avoid sacrifice. Why give all your money to the church when you can spend it on a new fishing boat?
最不需要受苦，你干嘛把钱都捐到教会去呢？你完全可以给自己买一条游船。
Why spend your life with the same mate when you can have all others?
为什么只跟一个人结婚呢？你完全可以在外面吃喝嫖赌。
You only live once.
你人只有一辈子可以活。
Be happy.
就为自己活吧，去快乐的生活。
You see, this is the way the world today, and even those in the church many times feel.
这个世界教导的就是这样的，甚至在教会里也有这样的情况。
Many times.
很多时候我们受到试探而且
失败了。To take the easy way, the path of least resistance.
因为我们都想走捷径，都不想吃苦。
I don't think I have to be that dedicated.
我觉得我不用这么。努力这么献身吧。
I don't think I have to give myself up to Jesus.
我为什么要把自己全部都给耶稣呢？
I don't think that I should cost me what has cost some of the others.
为什么我要付出这么多，别人好像都没有这样呢？
My money's mine. I made it.
这钱是我挣的呀。
I don't have to give to the church.
我为什么一定要给教会呢？
To the work of the Lord. I don't have to give to see the kingdom of God to grow.
这个神的国开展跟我有那么大关系吗？我一定要给吗？
But again, we see Jesus answer him.
可是这里我们看到耶稣是怎么回答的。
Get behind me, Satan.
他说魔鬼退去。
Because it's written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve.
经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
We cannot serve the things of the world that just brings us comfort and my desire and what advantages it is to me and it's my rights.
我们不能侍奉自己的需要，侍
奉自己的愿望。When we're a child of God,
愿望。当我们是神的孩子的时候。
When we're a child of God, it's His right to lead us in the paths of righteousness, in the way many times out of temptation, but we won't allow Him.
他有权利，他也有这个能力来带领我们走这个正义的路，但是很多时候我们不愿意受他的带领。
And maybe this is the one that maybe hits most of us, the temptation to not believe it until you see it.
那另外还有一个就是我们可能常常受到的引诱，就是说眼见为实。
Now it brought him to Jerusalem, and he set him, this is Satan now, and set him up on the highest pinnacle.
那魔鬼又领他到耶路撒冷去，叫他站在殿顶上最高的地方。
And he said, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here, for it's written, 'He shall give his angels charge.'"
然后就说你要是神的儿子，你就从这儿跳下去，因为经上记着说他要吩咐他的使者保护你。
Let me tell you, the devil knows the scriptures well.
我可以告诉你，你看这里魔鬼他也很熟悉圣经的。
But Jesus understood.That if he had dramatically jumped down from the pinnacle, it would be contrary to the will of God. This isn't what God wanted.
但是又一次是这样，耶稣知道说这不是神的旨意。如果他从那个地方跳下去的话，神并没有要他这样做。
Sure, they would have called him Messiah, the man that is godlike.
那人们会称他为弥赛亚、就是。
Seems it would have been far more spectacular.
然后就看到他这样这个这么这个戏剧性的从那个高处跳下来，然后不会受伤，那当然大家都会觉得很吃惊。
Dying on the cross，
这个可要比这个死在十字架上辉煌的多了。
How many subtle ways does Satan do this？
你知道这个魔鬼有很多巧妙的手段。
We may not jump from the pinnacle，
我们可能不敢从这个高处往下跳。
But many times we sort of live。Close to the world, we sort of come to church, and we believe that Jesus is, and we come to worship Him. But in our hearts, there is this sense of the world that is so great before us.
那我们可能也相信耶稣，然后也相信神，然后我们到教会来做礼拜。但是在我们的心里，很多时候这个世界是那么的吸引我们，然后我们知道这个心里非常向往这个世界。
So we don't put God as our priority.
所以神并没有在我们心里居首位。
But we expect Him to take care of our children.
但是我们也期望他能够好好的照顾我们的孩子。
We expect him to take care of us at any time when we give notice. Lord, I need your help.
如果我们有需要的时候，神就会来帮助我们。
You see, we're taking that way that is the easiest way.
这个就好像对我们来说是一个捷径，既不需要为神付出，既不需要把他放在首位，然后我们又可以让他做我们想让他做的事情。
And in reality.There's a sense that we can't quite believe, Lord, unless we see it.
就事实上好像是在说，我们总是不能说相信你真的是那个神，除非你能为我做这个做那个。
You see, that is putting God to the test, just like Satan wanted Jesus to put God to the test.
就好像魔鬼要耶稣那样做事的，是在试探神。
So we see these are some of the things that come to us in very different ways to very different people.
这就是我们可以看到，就是魔鬼这样试探耶稣，在我们的生活当中，就是有不同的方法对不同的人。
But all these temptations, the one thing common to all three of these temptations is they attempted to distract Jesus from his mission or destroy his relationship with his Father.
但是这些试探有一个共同的目标，就是要破坏耶稣在这世上的目的，他的工作，而且要破坏耶稣和神之间的关系。
And when we're tempted to do something,
所以当魔鬼引诱我们
，when those urges come to us and those desires grip us,
试探我们，然后我们心里有这个欲望要做某些事的时候
，in our Christian life they have one of two reasons.
那在我们这个基督徒的生活中，总是有这样的理由。
Either he wants to take us from our mission.
他的目是魔鬼做这些引诱我们的目的，就是为了让我们偏离。
Or destroy his wonderful relation, our wonderful relationship with our Father.
他要我们偏离我们的目标，我们的任务，或者就是要为了破坏我们跟神之间的关系。
When I was in Haiti,
我在海地的时候
，I saw the poor all around me.
我看到很多的穷人。
They were very small. They were hungry. It really hurt my heart.
看上去真的是很瘦小，然后那个饥饿的样子，我心里很难过。
And I have this mind that keeps going all the time.
所以我这个人这个脑子总是不停的一直转。
So I begin to think, what can I do to help?
然后就开始想说，我能为他们做什么呢
？And I began to plan on what I knew a man that could bring the plane in. I knew that I began to plan how I could get food in here.
然后我认识一些人，有些人可以。就把那个用飞机运东西过来，所以我就在想，我怎么才能筹划说找人，然后找这个资源，然后给这些穷人弄带食物来。
There was other groups that came and did this too. So, but it became an urge to me. I wanted to do this.
当然也有一些其他机构做这些事情，但是对我来说，这个变成一个非常强的愿望，说我想做这件事情。
But before I could do it, I got typhoid fever.
那可是在我能够实施的。这件事情之前我就生病了发高烧
and I was in the hospital.
然后就住在医院里
and as I laid there, after the real fever and thing left, I was thinking and God spoke to me.
然后这个状况稍微好一点我躺在医院里的时候就在想事情的时候那个时候神对我说话
He said, I did not send you here to feed the people.
那神就当时就告诉我说
There are others that are doing this.
我差你到这里来不是来为了喂养这些穷人我让别人做那些事情
you to preach the gospel.
我让你到这里来是为了让你传福音
well, that was the end of my dreams, my
所以我这个计划这个宏伟的计划 就这样结束了
Good thoughts, righteous thoughts.
这是一些很好的
But it wasn't God's will for me.
有意义的事情 是好事但是却不是神对我的旨意
There was a time when the abortionwas very strong, against abortion was very strong around our area, and they asked me to speak to them.
那曾经有一阵子就是我们周围就是这个反堕胎的这个呼声很高然后这些人请我想让我去为他们
I studied up on it and I went to speak.
去给他们讲做一个讲座然后我就开始研究然后去给他们讲。
Well, they must have enjoyed it because they came afterwards. They said, we want you to speak for us. We want to, you know, in other words, they want to send me out to speak.
他们很喜欢我所讲的，所以他们就后来就跟我说，那个你能不能就是代表我们去别处，然后继续讲。
I'm very much pro-life.
我是很是反对堕胎的。
It's a worthy thing.
而且这个是一个很重要有意义的事情。
For a time, every year I would stand out when the groups would stand out, hang,holding up their placards, you know, can you remember that? I stand up with my placard just as big. I was for it.
那有的时候我也会像其他人那样去站在街头上举一个牌子哈，就是好像就像喊口号那样子。我真的是
off into that。
我是赞成这个反堕胎的这件事情，而且我也可以就是这样进入这个运动。
God spoke to me and said no。
但是神那个时候对我说，
"What I called you for."
不要去，这不是我要你做的。
There was a time when I was in Bible college.
曾经我在那个圣经学院的时候。
And I had a wonderful opportunity for someone to pay me to go into nursing.
那我有一个很好的机会，别人为我付学费，我可以去念护士。
It was a wonderful opportunity.
真的是一个很难得的机会。
A good profession.
也是一个很好的职业。
I could work for God with that.
我也可以在那个岗位上为神工作。
I could even go to the mission fields.
那我甚至可以作为一个宣教士，作为一个护士，然后去一个宣教的地方，也可以这样做。
And again, God's hand stopped.
可是神的手再一次阻止了我。
You see, there are so many things that if you and I don't keep our eye on Him.
所以你知道，我们人生中会遇到很多的事情。
We get ourselves into.
定睛仰望耶稣，专心寻求神的旨意的话。
And then we look around us and say, "How did I get myself? Lord, help me, help me through this."
然后我们只是按自己的想法去做的时候，我们到有一天会说，神啊，我怎么到了今天这样子，你要帮助我。
So you see, Satan wants to keep you from having a relationship with God, a clear relationship with God, and he wants you to just be committed to doing what you want to do.
魔鬼不想让我们跟神有一个好的关系，他就是要为了防止我们去做神的功，然后行神的旨意，他希望我们能够按自己的意愿而活。
The next verse said he ended the temptations.
那后面我们就会看到说，这个魔鬼用完了各样的试探，就暂时离开耶稣。
He left him for a time.
暂时离开耶稣。
So we see then that Satan is only leaves us when we say no for a time.
那魔鬼在我们拒绝他的引诱的时候，魔鬼可能会离开我们，但是只是暂时的。
I could go on and I could mention many temptations that some of you have. I've had many of them.
我可以继续举例子，我自己也受过很多的试探。
I know what it's like.
我知道那是什么样的情况。
I know what it's like when I was a teacher in one of our public schools, and I had a principal, and he and I were very great friends, but I could sense that something was happening.And I had to draw myself away.
那我从前在一个公立学校工作的时候，那我跟那个校长关系很好。那他是一个男士，然后我们关系很好，到一个地步，我觉得有一点不太对劲的时候，我需要把自己跟他保持一个距离。
There's times maybe under pressure, we feel like, well, we sort of have to make this a little off shade. Maybe it's not true. Maybe we just have to do this little thing.
当我们受到压力的时候，我们可能需要做一些可能不太对，觉得不太对的事情，但是你因为在那个压力下，你觉得只有这样做了。
You say this Christian life's a careful life.
因为作为一个基督徒生活的话，你要很谨慎。
It really is, but we have a guide. The Holy Spirit said, "I will guide you."
虽然好像听上去很难，但是我们有一个引导者，圣灵说他会带领我们。
Jesus said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake."
耶稣说我不会离开你，也不会撇下你。
Anytime you fail under a temptation is because you're leaving him.
当你在这个试探来的时候，要跌倒的时候，那是因为你离开了他。
Instead of stopping it right away, instead of, no, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to let this happen to me.
而不是马上对这个试探说不，然后回到耶稣面前。
Even within your family.
甚至在家庭当中。
Some of you have large extended family.
我们当中有一些人有一个很是大家族的。
And one of the things that develops in families.
那家族中常常会有一件事情。
It's this sense that many times of beginning to criticize one another.
是说就是大家会在一起就会互相开始挑毛病。
I had a wonderful grandmother, loved her dearly.
我有一个祖母，我很爱她。
But my grandmother had a terrible weakness that she didn't know how to overcome.
但是我这个祖母有一个很不好的一个缺点。
Was it smoking?
是不是她抽烟呢？不是。
Was it drinking? No.
也不喝酒。她不敢。
But what she did was, she would talk to this daughter and son about this one.
但是我这个祖母呢，她会跟她的自己的孩子。
And she would talk to this daughter-in-law's son over here, you know.
那跟这个女儿讲那个儿子的坏话，然后就跟这个儿媳妇讲另外一个儿媳妇的坏话。
So she would end up good with all of them.
然后呢，这样 good or bad.
She would end up good with all of them.
但是
but they were bad.
那但是她好像这样，好像每个人跟她关系都很好，但是他们互相之间就会产生猜疑。
And what did this do? It began to separate.There became feelings, hard feelings, that really it sort of hurt the family.
所以在他的子女之间，互相之间就会产生嫌隙，然后彼此就会有不和，然后让这个家庭受到损害。
Simple things like that that we're tempted to do, and they're not things that are good, and yet we do those things, and we find that they come out to be. And then the grandma is so horrified.Because they're having such struggles.
那我们在生活中常常遇到这些小事，你受到诱惑做这些小事时候，当时不觉得，但是却带来很糟糕的后果。那这就像我的这个祖母，她看到说她的子女之间有这样的争执，这样的这个不和的时候，她自己也觉得很可怕。
This is what happens in marriages.
在婚姻中也是这样的。
You know it's not right to maybe to tell the little lies or something, but they just you know they won't hurt.
那你知道说谎是不对的，但是有的时候好像说一下应该没有太大关系。
Then mistrust begins to grow within the husband.
可是你的这个一点不小心，然后一点没有防卫，你的夫妻之间就开始彼此有不信任。
You know, you shouldn't criticize. You pull them down. You shouldn't try to bring them down so you can lift yourself up. But you do it.
你知道你不应该总是挑他们的毛病，总是说对方的不对，然后好像自己很优越。
And so between you, there comes that something that just isn't good.
可是你忍不住，有的时候就会去这样做，然后慢慢的，这个两个人之间就又开始。
There's times I've been tempted to say something.
有的时候我会觉得说很想对某些人说什么。
But God said no.
但是神说不要。
No, that's not.
神告诉我说。这样做不对。
So we have to understand that in all of life, we are tempted to do things that hurts one another, that sort of draws us away from God.
所以我们要知道，在生活中我们常常会受到的诱惑，就是去伤害别人，然后离神远一点。
So make it in your life, Lord, I'm yours.
所以我们要记得，在生我们常常要跟神说：“神啊，我是你的。
”I'm going to serve you. I'm going to look to you.
我要服侍你，我要单单你来仰望你。
And you know, just like the Jehoshaphat in the Bible, when he thought he was going to be destroyed, when they came and said, three armies are coming against you, he just, first he was fearful, but then he looked to God.
就像在这个旧约中，那个约沙法王，当他听到说这个敌人来攻打他，而且是很多敌人的时候，他最开始非常的也是很害怕，这一下子也是很惊恐，但是他。然后就会去向神祷告，向神求帮助。
In all of our lives, we may be fearful at times.
在我们的生命中，我们也会有这样的经历。
But we should live so that we can look to God.
一开始很惊恐，但是我们要学习去转眼去仰望耶稣。
We know that He's there.
相信他，跟依靠他，知道他在那里。
And we have such a close relationship that we know we can trust Him.
我们要保持跟神那个亲密的关系，随时的知道说我们可以信靠他。
Even though we don't see it sometimes,
虽然我们有的时候看不到
but he's there, and little by little,
神一直都在那里
find out in the end results, he was there.
当我们一点一点慢慢操练的时候，我们就会发现他神在那里，我们可以依靠他。
There's a lie that Satan tells us.
魔鬼会撒向我们说的一个谎言
Just once won't hurt.
那个就是说。就这一次，没关系的。
And many then end up with a ruined life.
可是很多人听了这样的谎言之后，照着他的话去做了，给自己的人生带来很悲惨的结局。
Oh, that God would keep us.
神会保守我们。
There be such a desire in our heart to follow Him.
愿我们心里都有那个愿望，说要跟随他。
To put our trust in Him.
把我们的信任放在他那里。
I've been telling you times that I have obeyed God, but there's been times in my life I didn't.
我可能刚才给你举了很多例子，我听了神的话，但是我的生命中也有很多的时候，我并没有听了神的话。
Because they would be heartache and there would be sorrow.
那些事情我很想忘记，因为想起他们的时候带来的是心痛和伤难过。
I would have to come back and say, Lord, I'm sorry, forgive me, I shouldn't have. I shouldn't.
我常常也需要到神面前来对神说对不起，我真的是不应该那样做。
Let's live on the edge.
让我们都活在这个边缘。
When I say that, I mean let's live on the edge of God's love and commitment, and let's just stay right there and not move.
让我们我所说的这个边缘就是对神的爱和对神的委身，让我们待在那里不要动。
Always ready to spring up for His help.
总是常常时刻准备着要求得他的帮助。
You're wonderful people, and God loves you.
你们是真的是很好的一群人，神也爱你们。
His word said, "I go about looking to do good, not evil."
那神的话说，我向你存的
旨意。Some of us would be honest and would look back at some of the problems we're having today and the heartaches we're having today and follow them back. You'll see that it wasn't God that got you into that.
但是如果我们心存诚实，我们看到自己面前的这个困境和这个苦难的时候，当我们慢慢慢慢一点往回追溯的时候，你会发现不是神把你放在那儿，很多时候是我们自己把自己带到今天这一地步的。
You that got yourself into.
不是神，是我们自己的愿望，自己的意思。
May God bless you. May you desire today, Lord, I really want to follow you.
愿神祝福我们，也愿你有这个愿望说。
I want to be careful to ask you what is the best thing.
去跟随神，愿意寻求神的旨意，什么是对你是最好的。
Remember, He wants to do good and not evil.
你要记着，他向你存的。心意是好的，不是要降灾祸的。
Thank you.
谢谢。